Good evening.
All right. Yes, that's better. You know, we have to wake up sometime. Well, may the Lord really bless us tonight and give us the grace to really hear from Him. Let us pray. Lord, we come to Thee now.
主, 我们来到你的面前,
we do look to Thee for the grace, Lord, to be able to receive more of Thy Word.
我们仰望你的恩典,
Lord, do not let our tiredness restrict You from being able to pour out Your Holy Spirit upon us.
不叫我们的疲乏, 限制了你, 把圣灵倾倒在我们当中,
strengthen us in the inner man.
加添我们里面的力量,
quicken us spirit, body, and soul.
让我们的灵魂体都能够苏醒过来,
Lord, lift us into the heavenlies where You are.
把我们带到天上, 就是你所在的地方,
draw us into Your very presence.
把我们带到你的面前,
and when we see Jesus, we are revived.
当我们看见我们的主, 我们就活过来了。
Bless our time tonight, Lord.
祝福我们晚上的时间。
Lord, we don't want to just gain more information.
主, 我们不是只是来这里多得到一些消息。
We want Your Word to penetrate into our hearts.
我们需要你的话,
alter our hearts.
刺入我们每一个人的心中。
Lord, expand our hearts.
主啊, 真是扩充我们的心,
that we might hold the testimony of Jesus.
好叫我们能够持守耶稣基督的见证。
Lord, give us this faith that we've been sharing.
主啊, 赐给我们信心, 好叫我们能够相信你的话,
that we'll be a believing people.
好叫我们成为一群相信的人。
We'll be those who can trust and obey.
让我们就是成为一群能够信而且顺从的人。
We ask in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, this afternoon, we talked a little more about this matter of faith and testimony, and that we are actually designed very uniquely to carry the testimony of Jesus. Actually,
今天下午我们, 交通了一些关于信心和见证的事, 我们呢实在是被神创造的是这么样的独特, 我们是越是被创造来承受这样子的见证的。
Actually, man is the only creation created in the image of God.
实在呢, 只有人呢, 是照着神的形象和样式造的。
He's the only one that's been a spirit that could contain the life of God.
那个他是神人呢, 是唯一, 有那个灵在那里头, 能够承受神的生命的。
Now the universe can testify to the glory of His creation.
你知道呢, 整个宇宙可以见证神那个,
of Him being God creator.
见证神是创造者。
But man is the vessel through which He is to testify of His very life in Himself.
但是人呢, 他是被创造是一个特别特殊的器皿, 能够来承受见证神的生命。
And as we learned last night, no one individual can possibly testify to the fullness of Christ.
我们昨天晚上交通到, 没有一个人能够有可能能够见证那个神完全丰盛的那个见证。
It will take all the saints through all the ages united in one in Christ to do that.
需要把历世历代所有的圣徒都加在一起才能够见证一点耶稣基督他自己。
So our glorious calling is to be a testimony to Jesus.
我们那个荣耀的呼召呢, 就是我们成为耶稣基督的见证。
And the way in which we apprehend our Lord Jesus is through faith.
那我们呢能够认识了解我们的主呢, 是借着信心。
Faith is not something we work up, but something that comes from God.
信心呢, 不是我们自己能够做出来的, 实在是来自于神的。
All the praise and glory be to Him.
那就我但愿是一些颂赞荣耀都归给他。
Now tonight we want to continue with the life of Abraham.
那今天晚上呢, 我们要开始继续亚伯拉罕他的那个故事。
We're going to cover the whole life of Abraham.
我们要, 说到亚伯拉罕的一生。
Genesis chapter 11 through Genesis 22.
创世纪第11章到创世纪第22章。
And tonight we will see that Christ has dedicated himself to be the author and finisher of your faith.
今天晚上我们要来看呢, 主他把自己呢, 要成为我们信心的创始成终者。
He loves you so much and wants you to carry his testimony that he, your whole life, he dedicates to increasing your faith.
他是这么样的爱我们，他要我们能够承受接那个担负他的见证。因此呢，他在我们的生命当中做，不断的在使我们生命的成长。
Through the life of Abraham, we'll see how God works in your life and my life to bring about the faith that he so desires.
到借着亚伯拉罕他的一生呢，我们看见在你我的生命里头啊，他是怎么样来设计我们、创造我们，来见证他的自己。
So let's begin with some scripture.
我们来读一点圣经。
First, we're going to begin with Joshua.
我们首先来读那个约书亚记。
Joshua chapter 24.
约书亚记24章。
Verse 2.
第二节,
and Joshua said to all the people, Thus saith Jehovah the God of Israel, Your fathers dwelt of old on the other side of the river. Terah, the father of Abraham, and the father of Nahor, and they served other gods.
约书亚对众民说：“耶和华以色列的神如此说：古时你们的列祖，就是亚伯拉罕和拿赫的父亲他拉，住在大河那边侍奉别神。”Now
let's turn to the book of Romans.
我们看罗马书。Romans
chapter 4,
第四章,
verse 3,
第三节。
For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as being righteous.
经上说什么呢? 说亚伯拉罕信神,这就算为他的义。
Now the 16th verse.
第16节。
Therefore it is on the principle of faith that it might be according to grace, in order that the promise being made sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that which is of Abraham's faith, who is the father of us all.
所以人得为后嗣，是本乎信，因此就属乎恩，叫应许定然归给一切后裔，不但归给那属乎律法的，也归给那效法亚伯拉罕之信的。
Now turn to the book of Acts. Chapter 7,
使徒行传第七章,
verses 2 through 4,
第二节到第四节,
and Stephen said, Brethren and fathers, hearken, the God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Haran, and said to him, Go out of thy land, out of thy kindred, and come into a land which I will show thee.
斯蒂凡说：“诸位父兄，请听。当日我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕在米索波大米，还未住哈兰的时候，荣耀的神向他显现，对他说：你要离开本地和亲族，往我所要指示你的地方去。他就离开加勒底人之地，住在哈兰。”
Okay, John.
他父亲死了以后，神使他从那里搬到你们现在所住之地。John
chapter 8, verse 56.
约翰福音第八章第六十六节，第，我的回回去不是。John,
I'm sorry.
五十六节。
8:56.
八章五十六节。
Your father Abraham exulted in that he should see my day, and he saw it and rejoiced.
你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜地仰望我的日子，既看见了就欢喜就快乐。That
was Jesus speaking. He said that Abraham saw his day and rejoiced.
这是耶稣基督他说话，他说你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕看见我，他就欢喜。
Okay, turn to Genesis 12.
我们看创世纪第十二章。
Okay. Genesis 12. I'm going to start with Genesis 11, 30.
我们从十一章第三十节开始。
Through Genesis 12:3.
来直到十二章第三节。
And Sarah was barren and had no child. And Terah took Abraham his son, and Lot the son of Haran his son's sons, and Sarah his daughter-in-law, and his son Abram's wife, and they went forth together out of Ur of the Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan, and came as far as Haran and dwelt there, and the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran.
三十节，撒来不生育，没有孩子。他拉带着他儿子亚伯兰和他孙子哈兰的儿子罗德，并他儿父亚伯兰的妻子撒来，出了加勒底的吾尔，要往迦南地去。他们走到哈兰，就住在那里。他拉共活了205岁，就死在哈兰。
Now Jehovah had said to Abraham, "Go out of thy land."And from thy kindred and from thy father's house to a land I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless them that bless thee, curse him that curses thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed.
耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地本族父家，往我所要指示你的地去。我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必赐福与他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。
Hebrews chapter 11,
希伯来书第十一章
，verses 8 through 10,
第八到第十节。
Hebrews 11, verse 8.
希伯来书十一章第八节。
By faith, Abraham, being called, obeyed to go out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he sojourned as a stranger in the land of promise, as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for the city...which has foundations, of which God is the architect and constructor.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知往哪里去，他因着信就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同盟一个应许的以撒、雅各一样。因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、所建造的。
Now let's go to verse 17 through 19.
十七到十九节。
By faith, when he was tried, Abraham offered up Isaac, and he who had received to himself the promises offered up his only begotten son, as to it had been said, "In Isaac shall thy seed be called."Counting that God was able to raise him from the dead.
亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候，就把以撒献上，这便是那欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生的儿子献上。论到这儿子，曾有话说，从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔。他以为神还能叫人从死里复活，他也仿佛从死中得回他的儿子来。
Okay, the...Chapter 11, verse 39 through 12:2.
39节到.
And all of these, having obtained witness through faith, did not receive the promise. God, having foreseen some better thing for us, that they should not be made perfect without us.
这些人都是因信得了美好的证据，却仍未得着所应许的。因为神给我们预备了更美的事， 叫他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全。
Let us therefore, having so great a cloud of witnesses or those who bear testimony surrounding us, lay aside every weight and sin which entangles us, and run with endurance the race that lies before us, looking steadfastly on Jesus, the author and completer of faith.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
When we look at the life of Abraham, we see God the Father, looking over our life of faith.
当我们来看亚伯拉罕的那个一生的时候，我们就看到我们的天上的父呢，他实在是看顾我们一生在他面前的信心的生活。
And it's the Son's responsibility to be the author and finisher of our faith.
那么他神的儿子呢，他的那个责任呢，他就要成为我们信心创始成终的。
And it's the Holy Spirit's responsibility to make that faith real in you.
那么圣灵的那个责任呢，就要让那个信心在里面成为真实的。
Tonight we want to see the testimony that Christ is the author and finisher of our faith.
那今天晚上我们要来看的呢，就是耶稣基督呢，他成为我们那个信心的创始成终的。
Now, I mentioned before that in each life, there seems to be a special characteristic or testimony of Christ.
那我在前面说过呢，这里面每一个人，他们在生命当中都有一些他的特质，来写彰显耶稣基督的见证。
For Abraham, that special testimony was faith.
那么对亚伯拉罕来说呢，他的特点呢是在他的信心。
In Romans, as we read, it says Abraham is the father of all who have faith.
那么罗马书告诉我们说呢，亚伯拉罕成为我们信心之父。
The simple definition of faith is to believe God.
那么信心最简单的定义呢，就是相信神。
Notice I said the definition of faith is to believe God.
让我的注意呢，是我当我就是我的说呢，说到信心呢，就是来相信神他自己。
Many people say they believe there's a God.
很多人说呢，他们相信那有一位神。
But they really don't believe God.
但是呢，他们实在不信神。
If they believe God, they would accept Jesus as their Savior.
如果他们信神的话呢，他们就会接受耶稣基督成为他们的救主。
So if you really believe God, that means that you do trust Him, that you do obey Him.
如果你真的信神的话呢，你就会相信他，你就会顺服他。
Faith is from God.
信心呢是来自于神的。
As I shared earlier, it's by grace are you saved through faith. And even that is not of yourself, it is of God.
就像我前面所交通的，我们得救是本乎恩，也是因着信。这并不是出于自己，而是神所赐的。
The Word of God says that those who are just shall live by faith.
神的话说呢，那些义人呢，必须因信得生啊。
Not only is faith required for salvation, it's required to live.
信心呢，不但是我们得救的那个的必要的条件，同时更是我们要能够过生活的一个条件。
God loves you, He nurtures you, He raises you up, He develops your faith.
神呢，他爱你，他在那个供应你，喂养你，他在里头呢，在你里面呢，能够啊，让你的信心能够成长。
As we read, it says the God of glory revealed Himself to Abraham.
神，像我们所读过的，他说，神的荣耀呢，向耶和华显现。
Faith begins with revelation from God.
信心呢，是从神的启示开始的。
It's not based on learning facts.
不是根据于你学到一些事实。
Actually, God initiated Abraham's faith.
实在是神呢，在亚伯拉罕里面呢，开始那个信心的。
As he initiates your and my faith.
就好像神在您里，在您，在我里头，有是这样的信心。
But first, God has to reveal himself to you.
但是呢，首先一件事情呢，是神必须把他自己启示给你。
He has to touch your heart.
必须碰到你的心。
And then in faith, you believe him.
那么让你有信心能够相信他。
Now, how do we know that Abraham believed God?
我们怎么知道亚伯拉罕信神呢？
How do we know Abraham believed this revelation of God as the God of glory?
那到底我们怎么知道亚伯拉罕他相信那个神是那个荣耀的神呢？
We know because he obeyed God.
我们知道是因为他顺服神。
Once God appeared to him and told him to go out, he did. He went out. Real faith results in obedience.
那么神向他显现的时候呢，他就顺服，他就出去了。是真实的信心呢，是从顺服开始的。
The first revelation to Abraham was the God of glory.
那么向着亚伯拉罕说，第一个启示呢，是神，是那位荣耀的神。
The person of God.
是神的他的自己。
It says, then Christ was revealed to him.
然后他说呢，基督呢，在那个向他显现。
Abraham saw my day and rejoiced, is what the scripture says.
他说呢，亚伯拉罕望见我的日子，看见了他就欢喜。
Then God's purpose was revealed to Abraham.
然后呢，神的那个目的呢，启示给亚伯拉罕。
Said he looked for a city which had foundation.
他说呢，他是仰望那座有根基的城。
He saw the bride. He saw the bride of Christ.
他看见了那个新娘，看见了那个心腹，是基督的心腹。
He had a full revelation.
他有那个完整的启示。
The God of glory saw Christ, and he saw God's purpose.
他看见了神的荣耀，他看见了基督，他看见了神的那个目的。
It's similar to Peter's revelation, which we talked about earlier.
跟那个彼得他所得到的启示是非常类似的。
When Christ asked Peter who he was, his immediate response was, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
当主耶稣基督他问说，你们人说人子是谁的时候，那彼得立刻回应说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
The Lord's response was Simon Barjona.You haven't just learned this as a fact, but God has revealed this to you.
那么主立刻的回应呢，就是说西门巴约拿，这不是你的，只是学到一点事实，实在是天上的父启示你的。
This is not something you just read about. God revealed himself to you.
这不是你只是仅仅读到一些呢，这个神呢把他自己启示给你。
Then he said, "Thou name is Peter."
然后他接着说呢，他说你的名要成为彼得。
And upon this rock or this revelation of Jesus Christ, I will build my church.
在这个磐石上，也就是耶稣基督的启示上，我要建造我的教会。
He made a definite point in the beginning to say Simon Barjona, and then once the revelation was given in testimony,He said, "You are Peter."
在开始的时候呢，他称他为西门巴约拿。但是，一旦那个启示显出来的时候，那么他就改他的称他为彼得。
God basically changed his name because Peter had changed because of this revelation.
那个主呢，在这里改变他的名字，实在是因为呢，彼得他得到这个启示之后呢，他自己整个改变了。
So you see, in Peter's life,
你看见在彼得的一生里
he is given revelation.
他有启示赐给他
a revelation of Jesus Christ.
是耶稣基督的启示
Then he sees the church.
然后他看见了教会
And you remember shortly after that, the Lord said, "Well, you know, I'm going to go to Jerusalem and I'm going to be killed." And Peter immediately grabbed the Lord and shook him and said, "No."
那么我们的记得呢，在这个之后呢，主耶稣基督启示呢，他要上耶路撒冷去呢，他要被钉十字架。那么彼得呢，立刻一个反应就是说：“主啊，这事并不临到你。”
Jesus was trying to show him and the disciples that this city that was to be built, this revelation that he had, would come about because of the work of the cross.
那么主耶稣基督呢，他要像彼得、像这些门徒们所说的呢，是说那些在那个将来所要建造的那有根基的城呢，它是建筑在什么上呢？是因为十字架的工作的缘故。
But Peter did learn the way of the cross.
那么当然，彼得他确实学到了十字架的道路。
And that's why, the church is built.
那也就是为何呢？教会能够被建立起来的。
Faith comes from God.
信心来自于神。
God reveals Himself to you.
神呢把他自己启示给你。
God reveals Christ His Son to you.
他 把基督呢是神的儿子启示给你。
And if you're faithful, He will reveal His purpose in life to you.
如果呢你向他有信实的话呢，神会把他自己的一切的目的。
God has a precious desire that His Son would have that helpmate, a bride.
那么神呢，他有一个非常宝贝的一个意念呢，就是他要为他的儿子呢找到一个心腹。
And you're called to be a part of that bride.
那么你被呼召就成为那个心腹的一部分。
So our faith begins with a spiritual revelation.
所以我们的信心呢，是开始于。属灵的启示。
It's more than just gaining understanding and knowledge.
我们呢不是仅仅是指的有一些知识而已。
When you have revelation, it actually changes who you are.
当你有启示的话呢，你整个人会改变的。
It changes your purpose in life, your vocation in life.
把你的那个整个人生的目的的你那个都改变过来了。
You know, I'm an engineer, but that's not my vocation.
你知道了，我是一个工程师，但是这不是我的职业。
My vocation is Christ.
我的职业呢是。基督
engineer is my job.
那么，工程师呢，只不过是我的一个工作而已。
So Abraham started out well. He went out not knowing.
亚伯拉罕开始呢，开始的非常好。他开始的时候是不知道任何事情。
But his walk of faith was not perfect.
但是他的那个信心的这条路呢，并不是完全的。
It said that.When they got halfway there, I hope you've had a chance to read the whole story. We can't read it all tonight. He gets halfway. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
当他们走到那个半路上的时候，我爸爸不得你们呢都读过这个整个的故事，因为我们没有时间来读这所有的故事。但是他们走到了半路了。
He gets to Haran and they settle down.
当他们走到哈兰的时候呢，他们就住下来了。
The Bible doesn't tell us exactly how long he was there.
圣经并没有告诉我们说他们留在那里多久。
But it's probably somewhere between 25 to 30 years, 40 years.
大概是25到30年、40年之间。
A long time.
是非常长的一个时间。
Haran is only halfway to the promised land.
哈兰呢，只不过是到预许之地的半途而已。
Now, why is it that Abraham's faith, was not strong enough to go on.
那为什么亚伯拉罕他的信心呢是不够强的能够那个往下走呢
?Two reasons.
有两个原因。
First of all, in reading, the last part of chapter 11, if you read closely, it said Terah his father brought them out.
第一个原因呢是当我们来读第十一章的后半段的时候呢那发觉呢是他拉就是他的父亲带他们出加勒底的乌尔的。
He had only partially obeyed the Lord.
他呢他只有顺服神一半。
Actually, the Lord had told him to go ahead and leave his family.
那个神告诉他说要离开他的本家的。
But his father said, well, son,If you're going, I'm going, and I'll lead the way.
但是他的父亲说呢，儿子，如果你要走的话呢，我也走，但是呢，我来带头。
So we find instead of God now leading Abraham, Terah his father is leading Abraham.
所以我们呢看到是不是这时候不是神在带他的路了，是他的父亲在前面带头了。
Terah did not receive a revelation from God.
他呢并没有从神那里得到启示的。
It was all second-hand to him.
对他来讲的话呢，都是二手的。
How we need first-hand revelation.
我们呢都需要第一手的那个启示。
Now, young people, you listen to your parents.
你们听你们父母的话。
You receive from what they have to say.
你们接受他们向你所说的话。
About the Lord.
关于主的事。
But you need first-hand revelation from God.
但是呢, 你们必须从神那里得到第一手的那个启示。
You need God to speak to your heart.
你需要神呢, 向你的心说话。
You need to be a generation yourselves called to follow the Lord.
你们呢, 必须呢, 是你们, 你们自己跟随主的一个一代。
So, Terah had not been spoken to by God, but he led Abraham out.
撒拉并没有从神那里得到任何的那个话语, 但是呢, 他却带领着亚伯拉罕往前走。
The second reason Abraham didn't fully obey is something very close to all of our hearts.
那么第二个原因, 那个亚伯拉罕他没有完全的顺服神呢, 是有关这个跟我们每一个人都有关系的。
His natural affections for his father got in the way.
那么就是呢，他对于他父亲的那个天然的那个爱情呢，那个拦阻了他。
Now we're to have natural affection.
那我们呢，必须有一些天然的那个感情。
But our natural affection should never come before what before the Lord.
但是我们天然的感情呢，永远不能够走在那个主的前面。
Christ has to be first in our life.
那基督必须在我们生命当中为首位的。
His natural affection for his father, he ended up obeying his father instead of the Lord.
那么他对于他父亲那个天然的那感情呢, 使得他顺服了他的父亲, 却没有顺服神。
And it was very clear in this case, the Lord had called him out.
那么实在是, 因为这个原因呢, 神呢, 主呢, 呼召他出来了。
Young people, you're still under training. You need to obey your parents.
年轻人，你们呢仍然在受训练的时候，你们必须要顺服你们的父母。
Don't go home and tell your parents the Lord told you to go to Disney World.
不要回到家里跟父母说呢，主告诉我说要去迪士尼乐园。
And they, so they have to pay your way.
那但是他们呢必须要付你这个一路上的路费。
But as we grow in the Lord. That is a real challenge. Family sometimes doesn't always follow the Lord, doesn't always, or some of them are not Christians, and yet we cherish them, but we cannot let our love for our parents or our children or anything come before the Lord.
那这是呢，在我们每一个人属灵生长的过程当中呢，都会发生的事情。 我们永远不能够让我们对于我们家人的一些感情，尤其那些不信主的那些家人的感情呢，拦阻了我们来跟随我们的主。
Another way to say it is, the Lord has to have first place in your life.
另外，换一句话说呢，就是主耶稣基督他必须在你生命当中居首位。
But Abraham's faith was not strong enough.
但是呢，亚伯拉罕的信心呢还不够坚固，还不够强。
God knew this.
但神知道这件事。
And so after they'd been there, they'd settled down and their crops had grown and their herds had grown.
当他们在那里定居下来的时候呢，他们的牲畜也增多了，他们的那个粮食也增多了。They
seemed to be blessed and his father didn't see any reason to go on.
那么呢，是如此被祝福呢，因此他的父亲找不出任何理由啊，他们必须继续往前走的。But
God moved sovereignly. And when Abraham was 75 years old, his father Terah died.
但是呢，神的主权在那里？当亚伯拉罕75岁的时候，他父亲塔拉死了。
And praise God, he was able to stir Abraham's heart once again.
那么感谢赞美神呢，因为他能够再一次激动亚伯拉罕的心。And
Abraham pulled up the tents and moved on towards the promised land.
那么亚伯拉罕就拆了帐篷呢，继续往
As soon as he started towards the promised land, God met him and said, gave him promises. He promised, go ahead.
那么一旦他准备起来要往迦南地去的时候呢，神遇见了他，而且赐给他应许。
He promised, you know, he would have many sons, that he would be the father of many nations, and that from his seed all the nations would be blessed.
那么他应许他呢，要成为 他有很多的那个后裔，那么他的后裔要成为大国，他的后裔要那个万国都要因他的后裔得福。
This strengthened him, and he went on to the promised land.
那这件事情呢，坚固了他，使他能够继续往迦南地那个应许之地而去。
But when he got to the promised land, something unexpected happened.
但是，一旦当他到了那个应许之地的时候呢，有一些这个没有期望发生的事情发生了。
Because when you read the word, you'll see that when he got to the promised land, the first thing he said, it says is, there were giants in the land.
那么你在读里面的话的时候，发觉他到了迦南地的时候呢，他看第一个事情看见的是在那个迦南地有巨人。
And there was famine in the land.
同时呢，在那个当地有饥荒。
Abraham thought he was going to the land of milk and honey.
那亚伯拉罕呢，以为他要去的地方是牛奶与蜜之地的。
That was his expectation.
这是他所盼望的。
But what he found there were giants.
但是呢，他发觉那边有巨人。
And there was famine.
同时还有饥荒。
Certainly not what God, Abraham expected.
这个绝对不是亚伯拉罕他所期望的。
He was thinking God would just bless him.
他想呢，神呢就要祝福他了。
Once again, in weakness of faith, instead of going to God and really asking God about that situation, he takes it into his own hands and goes south into Egypt.
他信心上的软弱呢，使得他也那个没有来到神面前问那个求问神该怎么办，他自己呢就做了主张下埃及去了。
Now we know from Scripture that Egypt always represents the world.
你知道圣经上呢，总是把埃及呢来代表世界。
So he was turning away from God back to the world to solve his problem.
也就是说呢，这时候呢，亚伯拉罕从神那里呢转到世界了，来寻求解决答案。
And it's because of his expectations.
那实在是因为他里面的那个盼望。
You see, God's training him.
你知道神呢正在训练他。
God is indeed wants to bless us.
那个神呢实在是要祝福我们呢。
But there's something much more important than blessing.
但是呢有比祝福更重要的事。
He wants Abraham to pursue him.
他要亚伯拉罕寻求神。
Whether he's blessed or not.
不管他是否受祝福。
Well, Abraham's life of faith was weak.
亚伯拉罕的信心呢是软弱的。
And if you remember, the king saw Abraham's wife Sarah, and she's a beautiful woman, and he said, "Oh, I'd like to have her for my wife."
如果你记得的话呢，那个王看见亚伯拉罕的太太，说她的这个这么样的美丽啊，他就说，我要娶她呢，当做我的妻子。
So Abraham had Sarah tell the king that.She was his sister.
那个亚伯拉罕呢，就要撒拉跟那个王说呢，这个亚伯拉罕，那个她是亚伯拉罕的那个妹子。
In truth, she really was his half sister.
他的确与她是他半个就那个妹子。
He told a half truth.
所以他呢说真理，说了一半的真话。
Well, the Lord revealed to the king what was going on.
那么，但是神呢，像这个。那个王启示呢，到底怎么回事情
？And the king was angry with Abraham.
那么这个王呢，对亚伯拉罕非常生气啊。
And would probably have killed him except for the Lord.
那个如果不是神，他是神的那个主旨的话呢，搞不好他就会把亚伯拉罕给杀了。
But the Lord in mercy had the king send him out, even with some more cattle and some servants.
那出自于神的怜悯呢，这个王呢把他们。送走了，不但送走他呢，还把给他许多的牛羊啊，骆驼。
So you see, in his weakness of faith, God remained faithful.
所以我们看见呢，虽然他是信心是软弱的，但神是信实的。
Abraham's nephew Lot also went with him.
那个亚伯拉罕的侄儿罗德也跟他们一块去。
And at some point in time, they separated. Lot went to live down in the plain of Sodom and Gomorrah, and Abraham stayed up in the mountainous area.
那么在途中呢，那么他们两个分开了。那么罗德呢，就去住到那个平原的城邑去。那么亚伯拉罕呢，住在山地里。
There was a confederacy of kings in the area that got together and actually captured Sodom and Gomorrah and Lot and his family.
在那里呢，有就几个王的同盟啊，他们呢，掳掠了这个那个索多玛跟俄摩拉。
When Abraham heard about this, he took 400 of his servants.
当亚伯拉罕听见这件事的时候呢，他就带领他400个仆人。
You remember they were not warriors; they were just servants.
嗯，你记得他们呢，只不过是仆人，他们并不是战士。
But God overcame those kings with those 400 men.
但是呢，神呢，借着这400个人呢，战胜了那些王。
In other words, Abraham and his 400 servants defeated the armies of these four kings.
那么也就是说呢，亚伯拉罕呢，借着他400个仆人呢，他就胜过了那四个王的那个同盟。
The king of Salem, the king of Jerusalem, came after that and Melchizedek and met Abraham.
就是那个Melchizedek. 他们打败了那个四王之后呢，他们就回来，他们遇到了这个麦基喜德。And
God revealed Himself through that interview with Melchizedek. He said, "I am Abraham's shield and exceeding great reward."
那么借着 麦基喜德呢的启示呢，神让亚伯拉罕看见了，他是神的那个盾牌，是神的是他的大赏赐。In
other words, God was telling Abraham, you know, Abraham was probably getting a little concerned. He had beat these 400 kings with his 400 men, and he was probably a bit concerned that at some point they might come back and try, to wipe them out.
也许呢，亚伯拉罕这时候有点担心啊，说他在担心呢，说不定这四个王，他们又回来了，要那个会打败他们四百个仆人呢，会把他们整个都消灭了。So
God said to Abraham, "I'm your shield, Abraham. That's why you were able to defeat these kings."
那么神呢，向他启示说呢，说我是你的盾牌，你呢能够，因此呢，你能够胜过这四个王。And
I will be your shield against all your enemies.
我呢，能够成为你向着所有敌人的那个盾牌。And
then he said, "Abraham, I am your exceeding great reward."
然后他向亚伯拉罕说呢，我是你那个大赏赐。Abraham
really saw that his great reward in life was God Himself.
亚伯拉罕实在是看见了，在他生命当中的大赏赐呢，就是神的自己。You
know, he had gained a lot of spoils from the battle.
你知道呢，他从那个战争当中呢得了许多的掳。The
king of Sodom and Gomorrah said, "Look, you take all the spoils, just let me have the people back."
索多玛和俄摩拉的王跟他说呢，你就把这些掳都拿去吧，只把人还给我就好了。Abraham
said, "No, I don't want the spoils of war. I don't want the money."
那亚伯拉罕说呢，你这所有的掳物呢，我都不要。God
is my reward.
那神是我的赏赐。A
great lesson of faith. Great faith. He could have had great riches from that, but he'd rather to have God.
他呢，实在能够从那个掳物当中得到那个大的那个丰盛了，但是呢，他宁愿要神自己。
Upon that happening, God once again met him.
那么在这些事情发生的那个时候呢，神继续向他显现。
And he made a covenant with him by sacrifice.
那么神呢？ 与他立约，借着献祭呢，与他立约。
Before God had made promises to him.
在那之前呢，神呢赐给他应许。But
now God makes a legally binding covenant with Abraham.
那这个时候呢，神呢跟他那个立了一个正式的一个契约。Y'all
may remember the story where the Lord and two other angels came and met with Abraham.
我们，你可能还记得那个故事呢？主呢，跟其他的两个天使的来遇见亚伯拉罕。And
the Lord, when He made His covenant with Abraham, said they divided the animals that they had slain for sacrifice.
那么，记得呢？那个，他们把那个祭物呢分开，分成两个部分，分开两半。
Then the cloud of the Lord moved through the midst of the animals that had been divided.
神的那个云彩呢，就经过了那个所裂开的那个分开来的祭物。
That is a covenant by sacrifice.
那么是这个就是呢，借着祭物所立的约。
In the Old Testament, that's the way they would make a legally binding covenant with each other.
那么这就是在旧约的时候呢，他们。那当时的时代的人呢，他们立约的那个过程。
The parties would divide the animals, and upon making a covenant with one another, the two parties would walk between the animals.
那立约的两方呢，他们把这个祭物分开来哈，分成左右两半。这立约的双方呢，要从裂开的那个祭物当中走过。
In this case, only God walked.
但是这一次呢，只有神他自己呢，从那个祭物当中走过。
In other words, God legally bound himself to Abraham.
也就是说呢，神呢，他把自己呢，跟完全呢，跟这个约呢连在一起了，他自己呢来立这个约的。In
other words, God took the full responsibility to be sure the covenant would be kept.
也就是说呢，神呢，他自己呢负完全的责任，他确定这个约呢是会是那个成就的。Brothers
and sisters, you have a legally binding covenant by sacrifice with God.
弟兄姊妹们，你们呢有一个正式的跟神所立的那个紧紧立在一起的约，是借着耶稣基督的宝血的。
Through the sacrifice of God's Son, Jesus Christ.
是借着神的他儿子耶稣基督他的宝血。
You've accepted Him as your Savior, and God has made a legally binding covenant with you.
当你接受耶稣基督为你这个人的救主的时候呢，神呢就跟你立了一个正式的契约。
You may go away from God, but He'll never turn from you.
你也许会离开神，但是神永远不离开你。
This covenant means not only have your sins been forgiven,
这个契约呢，不但是说到你的罪得赦免了,
but you are now accepted by God Himself.
现在呢，神完全的悦纳你了。When
you ask Jesus Christ to come into your life as your Savior, your sins are forgiven.
当你接受，当你邀请耶稣基督进到你自己的心里的时候呢，那么你就你的罪的完全就赦免了。It's
one thing to have your sins forgiven. It's another thing to be acceptable to God.
那么这个罪被赦免是一回事情，那么完全被神所悦纳是另外一回事情。Do
you know when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and asking to forgive you your sins, that He brought you before the Father and said, Father, I want you to accept these as your child too.
那么记得，当你接受耶稣基督做你个人的救主的时候呢，主就把你带到父的面前，对父说呢：“父啊，我要你接受这个人成为你的儿女。”Not
only that, but you will share in the inheritance with Christ.
不但是这样子呢，你也跟耶稣基督呢一同承受那个产业。And
this is true because you believe God.
这件事情成为真实呢，是因为你相信神。
It says Abraham believed God, and God accounted to him as righteousness.
这里说呢，亚伯拉罕信神，神就以此为他的义。
You have entered into a covenant with God by sacrifice.
那么你跟神呢，进入一个立约，一个契约，是借着那个耶稣基督的宝血。
A binding covenant that even the Supreme Court can't break.
那这样的这个契约呢，甚至连最高法院呢，他都不能够解约的。
We praise the Lord.
赞美神。
Abraham's faith is greatly strengthened.
那亚伯拉罕的信心呢，是大大的被坚固了。
But 10 years passed by.
但是呢，10年过去了。
And he still has no son.
他仍然没有儿子。
He's been in the land for 10 years and there's no son.
他在那个地，在那地呢，10年呢，仍然没有儿子。
So he begins to have some doubts.
他开始里面有些怀疑的。God
has promised a son, but there is no son.
神呢，应许有一个儿子，但是他没有儿子。So
him and his wife Sarah start talking about this.
那么他就跟他的那个太太呢，撒来呀，开始讨论这件事。And
instead of going back to God, they figure out a plan on their own.
那么那个与其呢他们回到神面前呢来寻求神他们自己呢这个想出一个办法。
She says to Abraham, Abraham, it's obvious I can't have children. Why don't you take the handmaid Sarah and have the child by her?
那么那个撒拉说呢，看样子我是不会有孩子的。这样子吧，你那个娶我的那个使女夏甲吧，也许从她呢能够得到孩子。
So Abraham does this, and Ishmael is born.
亚伯拉罕听从了，那么。
Now, Ishmael in the Bible represents the man's thoughts, the flesh.
那么在以斯玛利呢，在圣经里面呢，代表着那个人的手呢，那个代替神的工作。
Brothers and sisters, when Ishmael was born, God did something.That in our own personal lives we don't like to think about.
当以斯玛利生下来的时候呢，神做了一件事情。这件事情呢是在你我生活当中呢，我们想都不想不敢想的。
God disciplined Abraham.
神呢，他那个对付了亚伯拉罕。
God's discipline is for the purpose of.Strengthening us, not punishing us.
神呢，他管教的目的呢，不是要使我们受苦，他是要那个使我们得那个重新得力。
In this case, God's discipline was 13 years of silence.
这一次呢，神的管教呢是13年之久呢，神保持沉默。
He did not speak to Abraham for another 13 years.
他13年之久没有向亚伯拉罕说话。
After 13 years of silence, God speaks to Abraham.
13年的沉默之后，神再次向亚伯拉罕说话。
And confirms his covenant to Abraham.
再一次坚立他跟亚伯拉罕之间所定的约。
He says, you will have a child by Sarah.
你呢，跟他说呢，借着撒拉你要生个儿子。
Why the 13 years of silence?
为什么13年的沉默呢?
It was necessary in order that Abraham learn the deep lesson that our own reasoning should never replace God's will. Our own thoughts should never replace His thoughts.
这个13年的沉默呢，让亚伯拉罕学到一件事情，就是那个我们的我们的手呢，永远不能够代替神的计划。我们的意念永远不能够代替神的意念。
The word of God says, "Lean not to your own understanding."
那个神的话说呢，不要依靠你的聪明。
But in everything, go to God.
那在要凡事来依靠神。
God considered this a great breach of faith.
那么神呢，看这件事情呢，是那个信心极大的破口。
But he had made a covenant with Abraham, so he came and reinforced that covenant.
那但是因为神呢，他跟亚伯拉罕立了约，所以呢，他这时候再次重新再次坚立这个约。
And he said, Ishmael will have to leave.
他呢说呢，以斯玛利必须离开的。
Ishmael is a type.
以斯玛利是一个这个表号。
He represents a man operating on his own without God.
他是说到呢，那个人呢，他是根据他自己的力量来行事，他不依靠神。
He represents one who tries to do God's work out of his own strength.
他说到呢，人呢，他是想要为神做些事情，但是却是从他自己力里头出来的。
God takes this very seriously.
那么神这件事情呢是非常严厉的。
I hope we learn our lessons, particularly as older ones, that we can never, in the strength of our own knowledge and faith, serve God.
我巴不得我们比较年长的呢都能够学到一件功课，就是我们永远不能够靠着我们自己的力量、自己的聪明来服侍神。
We have to have faith in God, not ourselves.
我们呢,
the scripture says we are those who have no confidence in our flesh.
那神的,圣经的话告诉我们说呢,
but believe God.
但是相,
now, some people have confidence in themselves and they set out to serve God. But God will reject that service.
那有些人呢，他们呢是这么样子的，有这个把握呢，他们靠着自己的力量来服侍神，但是神呢却不悦纳这样的服侍。
Some have little confidence in themselves, their ability to serve God, but they don't believe God can do it either.
那么有些人呢，他们呢，不太信靠自己，他们也不太有能力，但是呢，他们也不见得相信神。
In other words, it must be confidence in God that we have.
也就是换句话说呢,
through many disciplines, we learn that we cannot have confidence in ourselves.
你知道呢,经过许许多的管教呢,我们知道我们对自己呢,不能够信任我们自己。
We should only be confident in Christ.
我们呢,唯有单单的相信基督。Not
only should we only be confident in Christ, we should have confidence in Christ.
那不仅仅是说我们必须对耶稣基督呢有信心，我们呢就只能对耶稣基督，只对耶稣基督有信心。
A year later, Sarah has Isaac.
一年之后呢，莎拉生了以撒。
He's waited till Sarah absolutely, totally hopeless.
他呢一直等，一直等到莎拉呢完全没有指望了。
It's 13 years later, and even Abraham probably is hopeless.
那么13年之后呢,
at this point, God moves.
就在这个时候呢,
and Isaac is born. You know, it's a great lesson we have to learn sometimes that there's a problem or issues in our lives.
这也是呢,在我们常常需要学的功课。 在我们生命当中的时候，有的时候会碰到一些难处。
We struggle, we pray.
我们呢挣扎，我们祷告。
We try everything.
我们试了许许多的事。
And finally, we give up.
最终呢，我们放弃了。And
then God moves.
这个神开始工作了。Have
faith.
对神有信心。Now
we come to the 22nd chapter of Genesis.
然后呢，我们来到。Let's
turn there.
创世纪第22章。
After these things, it came to pass that God tried Abraham.
这些事以后,神要试验亚伯拉罕,就呼叫他说,亚伯拉罕,他说,我在这里。
After these things marks a point in time.
那么这些事以后,就说到一个独特的时候。
It represents all this little verse after these things sums up all of Abraham's life prior to this point.
那么这些事以后呢，就把他过去一切亚伯拉罕身上所发生的事情呢做个总结。
His entire life of faith has been built and strengthened to this point.
他的整个生命当中的这个信心呢，一直被坚固到这个时候。
Both his triumphs and his failures we've talked about.
这包括了他的得胜的时候，包括他失败的时候。
But praise God, Abraham learned God even through his failures.
感谢神呢，亚伯拉罕就借着失败，他也学了许多的功课。
I think the secret was that Abraham realized God was still working in his life.
那我想呢，这里面的秘密呢，就是说亚伯拉罕他学到了。
Even in failure, if we get our eyes back on the Lord, He will bring us back.
就算是我们失败的时候，只要把我们的眼目呢再一次转到神的那个身上的时候，他会把我们带回来的。
And if we get our eyes on the Lord, we'll realize we're being trained, not punished.
如果我们把我们的眼目定睛在主的主身上的话呢，我们就发觉呢。 我们呢实在是受训练，而不是仅仅是受到惩罚。
Instead of being hardened, we will become teachable.
我们呢不再变成硬心了，我们呢变成更能够受教。
Then it goes on to say, it came to pass after these things that God tried Abraham.
那这里他说呢，这些事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕。
In the King James, I think it says, tempted Abraham. That's actually not a good interpretation at all.
在那个钦定版里面，他翻译的是说呢，神呢他试探亚伯拉罕，这可能不是一个很好的翻译。
In James 1:12-13, it's very clear.
那么在雅各书一章十三节，他也非常的清楚。
It says that God does not tempt man.
他说神呢，他不试探人。
That is Satan's work.
那是撒旦的工作。
But God does test.
但是神呢，他确实试验。
So it is God's testing here of Abraham.
所以这是神他要试验亚伯拉罕。
And what is the purpose for God to test our faith?
到底神呢，他试验我们的信心呢，他的目的是什么呢？
God tests us.To bring out the deposit of Christ that He's put into us.
神呢，他的试验呢，是要把他摆在我们心里的耶稣基督呢，把他带出来。
God doesn't test us until He's first worked it in us.
神呢，他除非他先在我们里面工作，否则呢，他不会试验我们。
The purpose of testing is to actually strengthen our faith.
那么试验的目的呢，实在是要坚固我们的信心的。
You know, when I was in college, I lifted weights.
当我在lifting weights.
You all know what I'm talking about, right? You lifted these steel weights, right?
我在那个大学的时候呢，我练习举重。
And my goal, I weighed 130 pounds.
我那时候的130磅。
Wish I was back there.
我希望我跟以前是一样的。
Weigh 230 now.
我现在是重了230磅了。
But my goal was to lift more than what I weighed.
但是呢，我的那个目标呢，是要举的比我的身体的重量还要重的。
So I would work out every day, getting a little stronger each day.
所以呢，我就每天在那里这个练习，每一天比一天的强壮。
And finally, I said, "Today, I'm going to meet my goal."
那终于有一天，我说呢，今天呢，我就要这个达成我的目标。
In other words, I was going to prove the strength that was in me.
也就是说呢，我要来证明呢，在我里面的那个力量。
And I did. I lifted the 150 pounds. In other words, I proved what was already there.
也就是说呢，我证明了有一件事情，它是在我已经在我里头的。
So when God goes to test your faith, He's already strengthened your faith.
也就是说呢，当神来试验你的时候呢，他已经在你里面呢，这力量给你了。
Now it's possible when we're tested to fail.
也有可能呢，我们的试验会失败。
But that is not God's heart.
但是呢，这不是神的心意。
If we fail, it's because of our lack of faith.
我们如果失败的话，是因为我们缺乏信心。
Because God has always promised us that He wouldn't test us beyond what we could bear.
因为呢，神呢，他的应许是呢，他的试验呢，总不过于我们所能够承受的。
The purpose of testing is to strengthen you, but it's also to glorify God.
那么试验的目的呢，是要使我们那个加强我们的力量，同时呢，他又要来荣耀神。
1 Peter 1:7.
彼得前书第一章第七节。
Let me start with verse 6.
我们从第六节开始。
Wherein you exalt for a little while, at present, if need be, put to grief by various trials, that the proving your faith much more precious than gold which perishes, though it be proved by fire, to be found to the praise and glory and honor in the revelation of Jesus Christ.
因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验， 就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得到称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
So the testing is not only for you, it's for God.
所以呢，试验呢，不单仅仅是为了你，更是为了神。
It increases your testimony of Christ.
它呢，使你的像在你里头耶稣基督的见证呢，增加。
It shows forth Christ.
它是把耶稣基督显明出来的。
Now, through this test, God is going to secure in something in Abraham he's always been looking for.
那么借着这个试验呢，神呢要在亚伯拉罕里面呢兼顾一件事情，就是亚伯拉罕他一直在那寻求的。
The Lord said it is his heart to bring many sons to glory.
那么神的心意呢是要把带领许多的儿子进入荣耀里去。
Now, a true son is not just a child.
一个真的儿子呢并不是只是一个孩童。
A true son is a son that's about the father's business.
那么一个真实的儿子呢他是那个他以自己的父的事为念的。
A true son is full of faith, trusting God at any cost.
那么一个真实的儿子呢是在 不论付任何的代价都要来跟随神的。
A true son believes God without wavering.
那么一个真实的儿子呢是相信神完全没有一点的摇摆的。
A true son obeys God without question.
那么真实的儿子呢是顺服神没有任何的那个疑问的。
His heart is not to please himself, but to please God.
他的心呢，不是要来讨他自己的喜悦，而是讨神的喜悦。
A true son is no longer wavering in his faith.
那么一个真实的儿子呢，是在他信心当中不摇摆的。
But is able to stand strong for God.
但是呢，他能为了神能够站立得住。
That's what God was after in testing Abraham.
这是神呢，他试验亚伯拉罕他所要得着的。
That's what God will do in you and me.
那这也是神要在你我身上所做的。
He's made a covenant with you and me by sacrifice.
他已经呢借着这个牺牲呢跟我们立了约了。
He's dedicated to make us a true son of God.
他呢定义了要把我们做成一个真实的儿子。
Now, how does he test Abraham? Let's go back.
到底他怎么样来试验亚伯拉罕呢？
Need to turn back to Genesis 22.
我们回到创世纪第二十二章。
And I think we're in verse 2.
第二节。
And God said to Abraham, Take now thy only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go into the land of Moriah and offer him for a burnt offering on one of the mountains.
神说呢，你带你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在我所要指示你的山上，把他献为燔祭。
God asked Abraham to offer his son Isaac as a burnt offering.
神呢要亚伯拉罕把他的儿子以撒献为燔祭。
And God even emphasized, He says, "Thy only son, whom you love."
是神还特别的强调说呢，就是你那个独生儿子，你所爱的。
You know, Isaac was the only son now.
你知道呢，以撒呢是他现在独一的儿子。
He was the one through which God said the promised seed Christ would come.
他也就是借着他呢，神说呢，借着他那个他的后裔基督要产生的，要出来的。
God had given Isaac to Abraham.
是神把以撒赐给亚伯拉罕的。
Isaac was the son of an impossible.
那么以撒呢是在那个不可能的情况之下所赐下来的。
It's impossible for them to have children, and yet God gave them Isaac.
对他们来讲是完全不可能的情况底下呢，神把以撒赐给他们。
Abraham's heart is totally bound to his son Isaac.
亚伯拉罕的心呢，跟那个以撒是紧紧连在一起的。
There's nothing he regarded in his heart more than Isaac.
在他心里头呢，除了以撒呢，没有更重要的事情了。
And God does something that one day He asks us all to do.
那么神呢，在这里做一件事情，就有一天呢，他要你我都要做的。
He said, "I have given you Isaac."
他说呢，我把以撒赐给你了。
Now I want you to give him back.
我要你呢，把以撒再还给我。
You know, Isaac represents that precious thing that's so precious to your heart.
那么以撒所代表呢，就是你心中所最喜爱的。
It can be something precious that God has shown and given to you.
那也可以，也许呢是一些最那个是神他赐给你的，是最你最最喜爱的东西。
Something that your heart is so attached to.
是呢一些事物呢，你的心呢是这么样跟他紧紧连接的。
God says, "I've allowed you to have this. Now give it back."
那么我已经给你的，现在呢，你要把这事情给要把它还给我。
Here he asked Abraham to do it of his own free will.
在这里呢，神呢要亚伯拉罕呢自愿的做这件事情。
He didn't demand Abraham do it. He just asked him to do it.
他并没有这个强制亚伯拉罕做这件事，他只是向亚伯拉罕所要求。
Think of what Abraham was asked to do.
想想看，亚伯拉罕所要求亚伯拉罕做件什么事情呢
？He was asked to slay his son and lay him on an altar.And to burn him.
他被要求做的一件事情是要杀了他的儿子，把他献在坛上，然后把他烧了。
To burn his body to ashes and then offer it to God.
把他那个身体呢烧成灰来献给神。
Now from the book of Exodus, we know that a burnt offering, and I shared on this morning, is really an offering of sweet savor to God.
在出埃及记呢，他说到了这个燔祭呢，是一个馨香的火祭献给神的。
The issue had nothing to do with sin.
那么这个跟那个罪是没有关系的。
The burnt offering was a sweet savor offering to please God.
那么燔祭呢，是一个馨香的火祭，为了讨神的喜悦的。
And those who made these offerings in the Old Testament were showing that they loved the Lord deeply.
那么在旧约里头啊，这些献燔祭的人呢，做一件事情啊，他们呢是这么样的爱神。
It was an offering that showed the God that, you wanted to please Him more than yourself.
那么这是做一件事情呢，你愿意呢讨神的喜悦，远远超过讨你自己的喜悦。
It was an offering that showed God that you were willing to please Him at any cost.
那么这是一个祭呢，这个告诉神呢，我愿意为了神呢做任何的事情。
This offering costs everything.
那么这个献祭呢，它是要你付上一切的代价的。
Brothers and sisters, this offering is that precious thing. It could be your profession, your dreams, your friends, your family, your spiritual gifts.
那么这个你所最喜爱的事情呢？可能是你的事业，可能是你的梦想，可能是你那些属灵上的一些才干。
You cannot hold anything back.
你没有办法把，你不能把任何一件事情拿回来。
Now let's go to verse 4.
那么来到第四节。
It says, On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place from afar.
到了第三日。亚伯拉罕举目远远的看见那地方。
God gave Abraham 3 days to think about it.
神给亚伯拉罕3天去思想。
He wanted Abraham to count the cost.
他要亚伯拉罕呢去算计那个代价。
Brothers and sisters, God always encourages us to count the cost.
弟兄姊妹们，神呢，他总是。要鼓励我们，他要我们呢去算计那个代价。
It must be a willing heart.
那必须出一个完全乐意的心。
Now let's go to verse 6.
到第六节。
And Abraham took the wood of burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and the knife, and they went both of them together.
亚伯拉罕把燔祭的柴放在他儿子以撒身上。他自己手里拿着火与刀，于是二人同行。
The word of God is so precious; it points out that they went on together.
神的话是这么样的宝贝，他指出来说到他们两个人是同行的。
It means Abraham's heart and Isaac's heart was united.
也就是说呢，亚伯拉罕的心呢，跟以撒的心是紧紧连在一起的。
Abraham's heart believed God and trusted God.
亚伯兰的心呢，他是相信神，他信赖神。
It said that Abraham carried the fire and Isaac carried the wood.
就说呢, 亚伯拉罕呢, 他带着火, 那么以撒呢, 带着柴。
And then in verse 7 it says, And Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, Father, and he said, Here I am, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the sheep for the burnt offering?
以撒对他父亲亚伯拉罕说，父亲啊。 亚伯拉罕说：“我儿，我在这里。”以撒说：“请看，火与柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？”
And Abraham said, "My son, God will provide Himself with the sheep for an offering." And they went on together.
亚伯拉罕说：“我儿，神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。”于是二人同行。
And they came to the place of which God had told them. And Abraham built the altar there and piled the wood, and he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar of wood.
他们到了神所指示的地方，亚伯拉罕在那里筑坛，把柴摆好了，捆绑他的儿子以撒放在坛的柴上。
And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. And the angel of Jehovah called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. And he said, Stretch not out thy hand against the lad, neither do anything for him. For now I know that you fear God and have not withheld your only son.
耶和华的使者从天上呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。”他说：“我在这里。”天使说：“你不可在这童子身上下手，一点不可害他。现在我知道你是敬畏神的。” 因为你没有将你的儿子，这就是你独生的儿子，留下来不给我。Wait
a minute, I got to see where I am here. The time's running out. You know, Abraham raised his hand, and God stopped him.
你知道，这是亚伯拉罕举起他的手，但是神呢阻止了他。
Would God really, I mean, would Abraham really done that? Would he have really slain his only son?
亚伯拉罕会真正的杀他的儿子吗?
You know, I think he would have.
我想呢,他会的。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗?
Because God had to stop him.
因为呢,神呢,必须阻止他。
How was Abraham able to do this?
为什么亚伯拉罕他能够这么做呢?
Because in his life of faith, all through his life, he had learned to trust God.
因为他的一生呢，他就学到一件功课，要来信任神。
He learned that God was faithful.
他学到了一件事，就是神是信实的。He
learned that God kept His promises.
他学到了神会那个持守他的应许。He
learned that God was always faithful to His covenants.
他知道呢，那个神呢对他的应许总是信实的。
In Hebrews 11:17-19, it says that by faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and that he had received the promise, offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac thy seed shall be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead.
亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候，就把以撒献上，这便是那欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生的儿子献上。论到这儿子曾有话说：“从以撒生的，他要称为你的后裔。”他以为神还能叫人从死里复活，他也仿佛从死中得回他的儿子来。Abraham
believed that when he slew his son, God would raise his son from the dead because he was the line of the promised seed.
亚伯拉罕他相信呢，当他杀了以撒之后呢，神会叫他从死里复活，因为呢，他是那个应许的后代。
His faith was so strong
他的信心是如此的坚强
that he believed God would even raise his son from the dead.
他甚至相信神会把他的儿子从死里头复活。
God is always looking for that in our lives that can pass through death and come out in resurrection.
神呢，在我们心中呢，总是在寻找一些事情呢，他让我们能够经过死亡呢，再次从死里头复活。
That's what's real to God.
这个对神来讲是真实的。
Resurrection life.
一个复活的生命。
What comes out of death is what God is after.
神所要的呢，是叫从死里头复活的。
Christ died on Calvary's cross.
基督呢，他死在加略山的十字架。
And he rose from the dead.
他从死里复活。
The Lord did many mighty works in those 3 years.
那个我们的主呢，在那三年里头呢，做了许许多多的大事。
But brothers and sisters, it was in resurrection on the throne of God that all the mighty works of God have been accomplished since.
那但是呢，唯有从死里复活，那么才显明呢，那个神在宝座上面所做的一切的大事呢，那么这时候才真至终成就了。
Let me just end by saying this.
让我呢，这么说来做结束。
God is committed to you.
神呢，把他自己呢交给你。
He's committed to see to it that you become a son.
神呢，他定义要做一件事情，要把你做成儿子。
To be able to inherit the glorious life he has for us.
那个他要使你呢能够承受他所要赐给我们那个荣耀的生命。
It's going to require faith.
这个需要的是信心。
And Christ is committed to be the author and finisher of your faith.
那么耶稣呢，他要做的一件事，他就是成为你信心创始成终的。
We simply need to learn to cooperate with God.
我们只要简简单单的来学跟神来同工。
To simply trust and obey.
单简单单的来信而且顺服。
The great test will come in our lives when God says, "Put your Isaac on the altar."
在我们生命当中大的试验，就是有一天神要求我们把我们生命中的以撒献在坛上。
Only God knows who that Isaac is in your life.
只有神知道在你生命中的那以撒是什么。
But may we not be swayed when it happens.
但愿当那事情发生的时候，我们不摇摆。
God is faithful.
神是信实的。
Let's pray.
那么去祷告。
Lord, it says that the testing of our faith is more precious to you than fine gold.
主啊，这经上所说，信心经过试验，就比那能坏的金子更显得宝贵。
As we end tonight, Lord, we want to testify that you are the originator of our faith.
今天晚上当我们结束的时候，我们要见证一件事情，就是你是我们信心的创始的。
That Lord, you're the one that builds our faith and puts up with us all these years.
主啊，是你自己把那个的信心赐给我们，在这些的年间来建立我们。
You're the one that picks us up when we fall.
是你呢，当我们在跌倒的时候，你把我们扶起来。
Lord, tonight we thank you for that covenant that you've made with us by sacrifice.
主啊，今天晚上为着你借着那个献祭所为我们所立的那个约。
That we will ultimately fulfill the purpose that you've called us to.
那么在我们的最终能够成就你所召呼的呼召我们所要成就的。
Now, Lord, I've shared a lot tonight.
主，今天晚上交通了许多。
I ask the Holy Spirit move on each one of us to specifically show each one of us what you need to say to us.
主，我们恳求圣灵保惠师在我们里面。这是启示你向我们所要说的话。
We ask in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主的名。
Amen. Amen.